This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Madison County Fair wrapped things up yesterday, and it was a weekend full of livestock shows. The Madison County pork producers started the weekend off right with their barbecue cookout on Friday, and I had a chance to catch up with one of the group's members, Brad Grotefant.
Our proceeds today will go to our donation to the local food pantry. That's kind of our outreach. But, you know, the main thing is we want to make sure that everybody understands the how good pork is and how healthy it is. And again, it's our quote is the other white meat. But we do other activities throughout the year. We do appreciation lunches and dinners that local organizations host. And they ask us to come out and cook. And, again, another type of outreach to let everybody know that we have a good product out there, and the farmers in the county and the state take pride in that. And so we want to spread that message, and so we do that as well.
How big is your group? Are we talking maybe 50 members, less than that, more? And then do you have regular meetings that people attend?
Yeah, it's less than 50 members, but again, most of us don't raise hogs anymore, but the families have kind of consolidated as far as who raises actually hogs, but we, again, support those that still do because we grew up doing it, and we want to keep that tradition alive and keep going. And so we do meet a few times during the year to organize our cooking outings and just get ready for what our plans are for the year and set our budget and know where we're going to donate our money and our proceeds to.
Once again, that update from Brad Grotefant of the Madison County Pork Producers. The 4-H Swine Show also took place on Friday, and I had a chance to catch up with the overall grand champion, Lane Renderer. It's Lane's last summer showing pigs, and he was excited to be named grand champion. Lane, how does it feel to be named grand champion?
It feels pretty good, especially when it's your last year and you've been doing it since you started 10 years ago.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. So 10 years in the show ring. How did you get started? Does your family have some background in showing, or just tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, my dad and his family had 70 sows when they grew up, and we just started showing at the county fair as a young kid, and then I kind of got interested in it and started showing national and state levels. And I've always showed at my county fair. I always thought it was a really good thing, and I really believe in the program and hope it keeps going. But it was really nice to win the last year.
Well, I remember talking to you at the state fair in Springfield last summer, so it's nice to see you here, I guess, at your home county fair. So where do you live and where'd you grow up?
I live in Highland, Illinois, about 5 minutes out of town there. That's where I grew up. I've been there since I was born, and I've always thought coming to the county fair was a good time. I like to support the hometown. It's always good to be in your home county.
Tell us a little bit about the pigs that you were showing today. What breed do you show, and just what classes were you in and that sort of thing?
We show all different breeds. I mean, from Berkshires, Chesters, on down the lines with Duroc's. But today I showed a spot barrow and a Duroc barrow, and my little brother showed a couple crossbred barrows, so it was good. And the champion was the Duroc barrow.
Awesome. So what are your future plans? This is your last year showing, so that's going to be leading you on to some new things. Are you starting college in the fall, or what's next in your life?
Yeah, I'm actually be a sophomore in college there at Lakeland Community College in Mattoon this fall. I'm on the livestock judging team, and I'm going to major in ag business. So once I get done there, I'm going to go to Western and compete on the livestock judging team and master in ag business, and then come home and take over the farm.
Lane Renderer of Highland. In other news, the U.S. Grains Council's summer meeting is getting underway this week in Vancouver, Washington. Starting today and lasting through August 2nd, the meeting includes the U.S. Grains Council 57th Annual Board of Delegates meeting. More than 300 Grains Council members, delegates, and guests are taking part in the meeting, and the schedule will offer deep dives into emerging ethanol opportunities, China's growing influence in global trade, and the U.S. approach to trade policy negotiations, including the coming modernization of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Advisory teams for the Grain Council are also meeting to track progress toward the implementation of the 2017 Unified Export Strategy. And if you'd like more information about the meeting, you can visit grains.org. A new report from the American Wind Energy Association finds 357 megawatts in new wind energy projects were brought online during the second quarter of this year. Nationally, the U.S. now has 84,405 megawatts of installed wind power capacity, with more than 52,000 commercial wind turbines currently operating in 41 states. Another 25,000 megawatts are under construction or in advanced development, according to the U.S. wind industry second quarter market report. Nearly 80% of current wind turbine construction and advanced development activity is found in the Midwest, Texas, and the Mountain West, as America's rich wind resources draw even more businesses to heartland states. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.